Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Sharon. Welcome to the show.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
We're always delighted to have you along with my co-host, Dr. Lake. Dr. Lake, how are you doing today?
Doing good for the new year. Doing good.
I know.
How are you doing?
I know. You know, I'm doing good as well for this new year, and I think I'm excited about going forward into the new year. And, you know, we have another great show lined up for everyone today. And I say it all the time. I do. I say it constantly, and you know I'm going to say it again today. I am. I'm going to say it again today. I want to just say thank you so much. I want to say thank you so much to those of you who tune in every week. I mean, you are tuning in and day out during the week, and I just want to say thank you so much for your support. I want to say thank you so much for your encouragement. And for those who may be new to the show, we just want to say welcome. Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining us. And for those who may be new, listen, if you have a question or comment, feel free to dial in 215-383-3872. And if you choose option one, you will be put into the queue for questions. Option one, you'll be put into the queue for questions or comments if you have a question or comment. And you know something? I also want to mention, I don't know if y'all hear that, but what is that? It sounds like we're getting ready to take off. But anyway, for those who are listening, I do want to remind you of a few things and to let you know that we are doing our best to bring you great programming. This new year is going to be hopefully a knockout year for not only us, but for you too. And what do I mean by that? Well, the mission here, we're doing some things a little bit new this year, adding some pieces, reintroducing some things that we started out when we were working with this show a few years ago. And therapist, I know you joined me probably, wow, you've been on here now about, what, a year? Year and a half?
Almost a year. Yeah, about a year, year and a half.
Yeah, a year, year and a half, and I tell you, and you've just been hanging in there, and I just want to say thank you to you. I have really had a wonderful time with you here on the show. And also to let our listeners know, too, that our mission here, the mission of this show for this coming year, we are doing our best to deliver practical information that enlightens, informs, and entertains. Because you know why? Because we want you to enjoy this life. That's right. So we're wanting to bring information that enlightens, informs, and entertains because we want you to enjoy this life. And one of the things that we want you to do, too, we want to know about you. I'm just going to take a little bit of time this morning to just share with you a little bit about the new format, what we're going to be doing, and what we want you to do for us, what we want you to do for us. One of the things that I want to know is any type of events that you have coming up this year. We want to know about it. We want to know about it. Meaning if you have a concert, if you have a holiday program, if you have anything that's coming up within the year, we want to know about it. Yes, we do. We want to know all about it. Also, birthday, if you want to give out a shout-out, give a shout-out to somebody, if you want to give a shout-out to somebody who's having a birthday or an anniversary, we want to know about it because we like to give them a shout-out right here on the show. So send me your information, and you can send that to www.enjoylifeinc.com, and that's the letter NJOYLIFEINC.com. Of course, you can send it to me, SharonBennettLive.com. We want to know what's going on with you because you're very special and you're very important to us. If you have an accomplishment, you know, you graduated or your child graduated or you achieved a milestone in your career, published a book, you're doing your first concert, it doesn't matter. We want to know about it because we want to help get the word out. And we will put that information not only on our show, but we'll also put it on our website. And just wanted to let you know, too, that Dr. Ira Lake, along with myself, we do seminars and workshops. We do seminars and workshops dealing with business. We deal with relationships, finance, music workshops. Dr. Ira Lake also deals with marriages and all types of things. Right, Dr. Lake? You've been all over
That's
the place.
Correct.
Workshops. Yes. And I want you to tell our listening audience a little bit about some of the workshops that you do, just in case they don't know. I know I've mentioned it before, but just in case they don't know about those workshops, what are some of the workshops and things that you do?
I do workshops on childhood trauma and how it affects our adult life. I do things on with marriage and family, grief and bereavement, motivational, you know, leadership, things like that, how to, you know, build the leadership within your church or organization. Those are some of the things that I do.
Yes, and I had the privilege of attending one of his workshops, and it really was great. It really, really was a great workshop. And, of course, you know we did a series on his book. Go back to our archives. You can listen to that, and you can get our archives on several channels now. I'm so excited about it. Of course, www.marketingpulpit.com. You can go there. You can go to www.enjoylifeinc.com, and you can also go to www.sharonbennettlive.com, which is excited about things that we're doing. And also, you can hear yours truly on WFDR Radio on Saturdays at 5:45. And also on TBR, Tinnaboy Radio. We're just really excited about that. So take a listen to those things. And you know what? When we come back, Dr. Lake and I are going to talk a little bit about New Year's resolutions. And then I'm going to introduce our topic for today. So don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
You're listening to Johnny Lee with the PeaceAtWork.org organization and the E-Panic Button. And we're here with Sharon Bennett on the Marketing Pulpit.
That's right. You are listening to the Marketing Pulpit along with my co-host, Therapist Ira Lake. We're just delighted that you decided to join us today. Therapist, you know we're entering into a new year. And we talked a little bit about resolutions last year. Did you make any resolutions for 2017?
I don't call them resolutions. I set goals for myself, things that I want to accomplish both professionally and personally, and even financially. And that's what I do.
Well, you know what? I was talking to a friend of mine, and he wanted to know, well, what are your resolutions? And you know what? I've been kind of in a fog. I really have. A fog during last year. You know, quite a bit was going on last year. But he was sharing with me, you know, some of his goals and and things. And he was like, you know what, I just want to make great decisions. I just want to make some good decisions this year. And you know what, I thought that was really interesting. Making good decisions going into 2017. And if you have made some New Year resolutions, you know, I want to know about it. I want to hear about it. So if you have any New Year resolutions or goals that you have for 2017, please let me know. I would love to hear about it. I really, really would. Would love to hear about it. So one of the things that we're going to talk about today, and this is a topic, Dr. Lake, that I think is just so interesting, and I love it. I love this particular topic. And, you know, we all have to sleep, right? Everybody has to get some sleep. Dr. Lake, if people don't get the right amount of sleep, or if they don't get enough sleep, or if they're sleep deprived, and of course I know you know, what happens to people when they don't get enough sleep and when they're sleep deprived?
I know that cognitively they're not as sharp. They lose focus and concentration, become irritable, moody. We also know that the body does not properly heal. The brain does not have enough time to properly restore and take your chaos from the day before and make it calm. All those things are happening, and if we can just put 3, 4, 5 days of like that together, we are really breaking down our bodies, and our bodies are never really functioning at their best or optimal level.
You know what, Dr. Lake? That's why I like having you on my show. I do, because you just know so much. And you know what? You know what my dad said to me when I was younger? If you want to be successful, you should surround yourself by people who are smarter than you are. Well, that's why you are on my show. because you're smarter than I am. But listen,
well,
you're absolutely right.
So let me tell you what the brain does if we are resting. The first part of the night, the brain takes everything that we've witnessed and done, and it makes and turns it into long-term memory. And it stores it in our hippocampus, which is this place where everything we've ever done and decided on is stored from the time we were born to the time we died. So if people stay up late, their body, their brain is still making memory. And they're depriving themselves of the most crucial function of the brain, which is, imagine walking into a bookstore and everything in the store was on the floor. It was just total chaos. That kind of sums up most people's day. Kids, work, trying to balance marriage, and then stress. So at the end of the day, they're physically and mentally and emotionally drained, and they just feel so chaotic. And they go to bed, and if they get to bed early enough, the first part, the brain takes it and makes a memory of everything we did. But the last part, it picks up everything that's out of place and stores it back in its proper place so that when we wake up, we're calm again. Isn't that a miracle?
It is. It's simply amazing. It's simply amazing. You know, and I've always said that I think the body is simply amazing. But you know what fascinates me, too, is the heart, the brain, how it functions without being plugged up. And it's just wonderful that you brought that to our attention. And you know what? When we come back, Dr. Lake has told you what happens if you deprive yourself of an important thing called sleep. But you know what? There's something else. There have been some studies done about your favorite position when you sleep. That's right. What does your sleeping position say about your personality and your relationship? Oh, you are going to be surprised. So when we come back, we're going to talk about your sleep position right here.
What's going on, people? It's your boy Jay Lee, Reflect Nation, stand up, and you are listening to Sharon Bennett on the Marketing Pulse.
That's right. This is Sharon, along with my co-host, Dr. Ira Lake. We're so delighted that you decided to join us today. To all my faithful listeners, you are the best. I just love, 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 love you. Going into this new year, to those who may be new, welcome to the show. Well, when we left on our break, I mentioned to you that your favorite position says something about personality and the relationship that you are in. You know, Dr. Lake, they have all kind of studies out there. You know that? You know, some of these studies I would never think about. But they talk about your position and personality. And I know you're going to give me your way in on it, but whether you sleep on your side, whether you sleep on your stomach, your back, whether you sleep in the fetal position, most people have a preferred sleeping position. I mean, I know I do. I really do. I have a position that I like sleeping in. Well, some experts say, and of course everybody doesn't agree with this, these studies, they really don't, but people who sleep in the fetal position claim they're warriors, that they worry a lot. The tighter they curl up in their ball, the more comfort they're supposed to be. So if you are wound up and you're curled up really, really tight, that means you worry a lot. You have some issues. Those who sleep on their stomach with their arms stretched, they call them free fallers, and they feel like their lives are completely out of control. So I don't know if you sleep on your stomach with your arms outstretched, but you refer to as free fallers. Then there are the yearners. You know, you yearn for something, yearners. Those who sleep on their side with their arms outstretched. If you sleep on your side and your arms are outstretched, and they say that you have a dream-chasing nature about yourself. And those who are referred to as logs, you know, like logs that you put in a fireplace or logs that you use on a cabin home. Those who sleep straight have rigid personalities. I don't know about this study, but study now, according to Dr. Stuart Kwan, and he's a professor of sleep medicine at Harvard Medical School, and I kind of agree with him, Dr. Lake, it's kind of difficult to tell if a person's personality because some people sleep in more than one position when they sleep. I know I do. So how do you rate them? And then there was a study done. Now, this one kind of got me. This hotel did a sleep study. And I was saying, well, how can a hotel do a sleep study where do they have cameras in people's rooms and were watching them while they were asleep? That one kind of made me a little nervous. But it felt like you have your sleeping position determined or had something to do with your personality. Now, also, there's a study that says your relationship, the relationship that you're in, your sleeping position with a partner says something about your relationship. Have you heard that before, Dr. Lake?
No.
I know. It's totally interesting, and I love it. So here's some of the positions if you're in a relationship. And if you sleep like this in a relationship, this is what it says. There's a position called the spoon. The spoon. That's when, you know, two people, well, most people know what the spoon is. I don't have a theory about the spoon. And listen, if you want to follow along with me on some of these positions and on this study, just go to my website, www.SharonBennettLive.com or www.enjoylifeinc.com. Well, if you spoon as a couple, this position is actually adopted by about 18% of the couples, and it demonstrates that one partner takes a protective stance over the other. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, if you're spooning, one couple tends to be protective over the other. I mean, I think that's kind of sweet, kind of cute. And again, this is for couples. If you sleep with a partner or if you sleep with somebody, it's a very vulnerable position. Very vulnerable, and it tends to be done by 18% of couples. There's also the loose, that means there's a little bit of space between you, and it says new couples tend to have the most physical contact, but once the relationship matures, that novelty of being close, up close and personal, sharing a mattress wears off. You agree with that, Dr. Lake, that once you've been in a relationship for a long time, you might tend to separate a little bit?
That's more common than not.
Yeah, I think so too.
It's healthy to have a little space. It's healthy.
Yeah, it is helpful to have a little bit of space. Okay. The next one is, now, if you haven't heard your position yet, if you're in a relationship, you're with a couple, wait a minute, there are more. There's one called the chase. The chase, like you're chasing someone, like you may be on one side of the bed hugging your partner, and then they move and you pursue the other. And one person has drifted to one side and the other one is chasing them. This can mean two things, Dr. Lake, and I just love getting your way in on stuff. It says one is that the person who is being chased wants to be pursued or is playing hard to get. The other thing it could be, is called illegal spooning, because the person is retreating and they don't want to be spooned. They want their space. Illegal spooning. You think about that one, the chase.
I mean, you know what? It doesn't sound far-fetched. It actually,
it really
those
doesn't.
Are some dynamics. Those are dynamics that happen in any relationship.
Exactly. I know. Otherwise, I just thought these were so interesting. You still haven't heard yours yet out there? Well, listen, there are a few more. Okay. All right. Here's another one. Okay. We've already discuss the spooners, loose spooning, the chase, the tangle. The tangle. This is an extremely intimate position. It's even more rare than the spoon. It tends to happen when there's either intense emotions or at the start of a romantic relationship. You typically see this with new couples. Some couples maintain it throughout the relationship. And that's when they're facing each other and they're just all intertwined, unraveling knots. It starts with the tangle position, but then it unravels after 10 minutes. Meaning, okay, that's enough, we're done. Well, it says this position is a sign of a stronger relationship than the tangle. Dr. Lake, what are you thinking over there? What are you thinking about?
I'm trying to picture myself, you know, which one I am and how it defines my marriage.
I know, exactly. Well, this is the tangle, and it says that this position seems to be the stronger sign. It's stronger than the tangle. It's the unraveling tangle. You tangle for a minute, and then you unravel. It says about 8% of the couples adopt this two-part position. A compromise between intimacy and independence, allowing for the best of both worlds. Then there's what's called the liberty lovers, and there's a space in between them. They sleep back to back. If you and your partner sleep facing opposite directions with space in between, it's okay. It says it's actually a really good thing. Now, Dr. Lake, I would have thought that this position would have been reason for concern. But it says it's actually a good thing because the study shows that the couples that sleep back-to-back without touching, they're connected and secure in themselves. And it shows that both of them are close, but there's an independence in the relationship. And it's pretty popular. About 27% of couples prefer to sleep in this sleeping style. Yep. Okay, I have a couple more. If you haven't heard your position yet, there's two or three more. Have you heard your position yet, Dr. Lake?
Oh, yeah, I've heard several of them.
I just found this study interesting, and I really just want to share. Okay, let me run through the other ones really quick because I got a couple other things I need to do. Okay. I think I'll start with the liberty lovers. Okay, this one is the back kissers. The back kissers. If you sleep back to back but you touch with your rear ends or your back, this is also a good thing. It said that both partners are relaxed and comfortable with one another. It's more common among newer couples, for those who've been together for under a year, rather those who've been long-term. Then there's a position called the nuzzle. The nuzzle. This position is one in which a partner rests their head on the other's chest while their legs are intertwined, and it tends to be a really comfortable, sweet position, especially for those who may be rekindling relationships. It says it's a very nurturing posture that creates a sense of protection. Those couples who engage in this type of sleep pattern, there's a high level of trust between the two of them. And it strengthens camaraderie. Thought that was interesting. The last two, the leg hunt. The leg hunt. If you haven't heard yours yet, it may be coming. The leg hunt. If your partner plays footsies with you in bed or intertwines their legs with you, it just means they crave an emotional or sexual connection. Yep. A pair of tangled legs is all forever and ever, amen. But it means that your lives are intertwined and that you function as a pair. Now, the last one, the last position, is called the space hog. Space probably. I know. The space hog. If a partner takes the starfish position, meaning they're everywhere, one in which they sprawl out and hog the bed. Now, I know you probably know what that means, Dr. Lake, but it means they tend to be selfish, especially if they begin to push the other partner so they're hanging off the bed. If this is happening in your relationship, it's time to have an honest conversation, because one partner is dominating the space and the other one is taking a secondary role. Oh, I thought that was interesting. It also says you can also tell if a person dominates the relationship if their head, or based on where they are when they sleep, if a couple's head is closer to the headboard. It goes on into that study, and I thought that was just fascinating. What do you think about that? I loved it.
There are some real actual happenings within that study that I can see that happens in relationships. So I'm not dismissing any of it.
I know. I don't dismiss any of it either. Of course, you know, people who sleep is different. I don't know what it says about that. But I thought that was interesting, and I wanted to share it with you. And you know what? Also, I wanted to feature an artist. I told you last week that we featured artists on this show, and there's a young lady that I want to feature today. I'm just going to play a snippet of her work, but it's beautiful. This is Arnetta Mural Proof. And if you have an artist or someone that you would like for us to feature on the show, we'd be so happy to do that. Or if you have a great story that you've heard or that relates to you, we'll be more than happy to listen. But right now, I want you to listen to Arnetta. And the reason I chose this song, Dr. Lake, is because the title says something that I think is just wonderful. It says, "Try It Again." This year, we have an opportunity to try again. If you didn't get everything right last year, you wanted to try some things and you didn't, just try it again. And we'll probably go a little bit over, but this is Arnetta Proof. Try again.
Yeah.
rooms. And if you like that, you can go to our website where you can purchase some music, or you can just go to Amazon.com. She is a great artist, great personality. I met her at one of the concerts here in North Carolina, and she just has a really wonderful personality. Well, guess what, guys? We are out of time. Dr. Lake, the time goes by so fast. Thank you so much for being with us here on the show today. And I'm just going to end by telling you something my dad told me when I was younger and I would start my business. He said, you know what, dear, if you want to be successful, you got to surround yourself by people who are smarter than you are. And I'm going to encourage you to do that for this coming year. Surround yourself by people who are smarter than you are, who have positive energy. You know, if you surround yourself with people who are negative, you might need to let them go this year. So surround yourself by people who are positive than you are. Dr. Lake, do you have any closing words you'd like to give to our listeners today before we go?
Sometimes a race can be lost at the start because you don't get off to a good start. Let's start 2017 strong.
Oh, I love it. And listen, if you want to get in touch with Dr. Lake, if you have things you want to kind of plan for the year, Dr. Lake, how can they get in touch with you?
You can reach me directly at 714-376-8643.
And there you have it, folks. Thank you so much for joining us today. And we look forward to you being with us again next week right here with myself, Sharon, along with Dr. Lake. And I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day.